So our positive interdependence, which is a fact, will prepare us to meet these challenges. But they can no longer be seen just as government to government. There is a time and an opportunity, and with the new technologies available, for us to be citizen diplomats, citizen activists, to solve problems one by one that will give in to hard work, patience, and persistence, and will then aggregate to the solutions we seek. Now, I know we cannot send a special envoy to negotiate with a pandemic, or call a summit with carbon dioxide, or sever relations with the global financial crisis. To confront these threats and to seize the opportunities that they also present, we need to build new partnerships from the bottom up and to use every tool at our disposal. That is the heart of smart power. But smart power requires smart people. People who have gone the distance for their education, who have opened themselves up to this increasingly complex and interconnected world. And this changing global landscape requires us to expand our concept of diplomacy.